Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah. We're holding in the bottom of Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, already in the third path of Maseches, Amir Teshem on pace to finish by Purim. So the very last line, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah here said, Kara Echad Karo Shnayim Yatsu. By Megillah is an interesting halacha that one person obviously could read it and be Yotze and be Motze others, but even if two people read it together, they'll be Yotze themselves and be Motze other people. That's what the Mishnah said, Chulei. So it says the Gemara now at the top of the top of Chaf Aleph on the base says, Tana, Masha en kein batar. This is not true by Kriya Sitar. Kriya Sitar, we hold that two voices are not simultaneously heard. You can't hear them. Then Kol Shekein any more than that. So one person has to read by Kriya Sitar. Yeah. The Seder. So, says, Tana Rabbanim, Batara echad kare ve echad matargim. And Bryce elaborates on these halachas more. It says, by Kriya Sitar, one person reads and one person translates. They used to have this minug. The times of the Gemara, nowadays Yemenite Jews also generally still practices, but after every pasuk, someone says there was a targum. That's why if you ever go to a Taimani shul on Shabbos, it takes a lot longer. So the halachas of that, whatever the minhag was then, or if people have it today, was that one person reads and one person says the targum. You can't have two people read the targum, though, because as Rashi points out right here, we're translating it so that people understand what the mitzvahs are. So if two people are giving two different translations, it won't be good. With a Navi, Echad Kari V'Shnayim Targum. However, when it comes to the Haftarah, the Navi, so one could read and two people give a different Targum. Over there, the Targum is more for the people who didn't hear the first time or don't understand the first time the way it was read from the actual Psukim can understand the translation. So then it's not for the kium of halachas per se, it's just for the Amei Aretz or for the women who didn't understand, the unlearned people that are there, to be able to hear. However, you cannot have two people reading and two people translating. The Gemara here doesn't elaborate directly on why that is, but seemingly the problem with that is just going to be because then you're gonna be perhaps distorting what the actual pasuk is going to say, right? So that's gonna be an issue. It's a lack of clarity, and so in that case, you don't even really do what a haftarah is supposed to do. It has to have some sort of clarity there. You can't do that. And there's the Gemara. Yeah, uva halel uva megillah afilo asar karin asar metagimin. And then when it comes to halel, which apparently they used to have one person, most of the other people in halel, it sounds like. And in Megillah, even 10 people reading and 10 people translating. Over here, Rashi takes out the girsa of 10 people translating because on Megillah, Rashi makes an interesting statement that there was no targum in Ksuvim, which Tosfos finds an issue with. It certainly was a targum. It just was written by the Tanaim, came from the Tanaim, as opposed to the targum that Yonos ben Uziel made in Nevi'im, which came initially from other Nevi'im. Came initially from Chagas Zechari Malachi, and then was passed down to him. So it's interesting, Machlokas over here about that. But in any event, Halel and Megillah could be read by many people. So Gemara asks about that, my time, why is that allowed by Megillah to read it by many people and not in the Kriya Sitara? Came the Chaviva Yavi Daitayo Vishami. Because being that it's very precious to us, so people will stress themselves to pay better attention, to focus, and they'll be able to hear it properly despite there being many sounds going on. So the Gemara, Malkam Shinago Varich Yivarich. The Mishnah talking about the after bracha and Kriya Shema Megillah said if you're in a place where the minhag is to make that bracha, then we do, and if not, not. Gemara says, Amar Abaye lo shana al achareha. This is only talking, as we said, about the after bracha. Aval lefaneha, a bracha before Megillah, mitzvah levarich. You have to make a bracha before Megillah. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the statement of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, kol ha-mitzvahs kulan mevarich aleihen over la'asiyosan. All mitzvahs, you always make a bracha beforehand. The Gemara is about to go into how the word over means beforehand, but that's what it means. There's a discussion a little bit, why not just use the word kodem? So one thought that I saw is that Over has an interesting mashmo. It's not just before, but immediately before, right? So that would mean you have to do it right before you do the mitzvah. Kodem might sound like sometime before. It has to be directly connected. The Gemara asks now, my mashmo, the high over, lishna da aktumehu, where is the mashmo? It's already have it clear that this word over that Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel used means beforehand. Amar Rav Nachman Rayitzak Amakra. Pasuk says, Vayarat Achima'at Derech HaKikar Vayavor Esakushi. It says that Achima'at ran through the whole plain. Yeah, he ran through the way of the plain, and he overtook the Kushi, meaning to say that he passed him up. So Vayavor is like preceding a person. Abai Amar Mehachav Hu Avar Lifnehem. Yeah. And Bai says in a different way that Yaakov Avinu, when approaching Esav, it says he passed in front of them, in front of the caps of his own people. So meaning he went in front of them. That means a way of proceeding. Another pasuk, Vayavar Malkum Yifneyam Hashem Derosham. That's another pasuk, Michal, more about the future nevuah, that their king passed in front of them and Hashem was at their head. So again, being over in front of something. Makes it proceed. Gemara says, now, Lefaneha Mayim Mevarech, what bracha you make, though, before Megillah of Sheshis, Mekatarzia, Iklo Lekamedir of Ashi, Ubarech Menach. Sheshis Mekatarzia came in front of Rav Ashi, and he made Menach. Menach is an abbreviation for Megillah, that's Mikra Megillah. And I don't know why the acronym is Ches and not Shin or Shechianu. That's what we do. What bracha does one make beforehand? Afterwards, I should say. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Hakel, maybe this case is here, perhaps not. But at least Haraves Rivenu Hadanes Dinenu, the one who fights our fight and judges our grievance. Banokim Isim Masenu and takes vengeance for that which we need vengeance for. Banif Alonu Mitzarenu, and who takes payback from our enemies. Amashan Gmul Chol Yevein Avshenu. And gives the correct payment, meaning to negative way, to all the enemies of our souls. Baruch Atah Hashem HaNifrali Yisrael Mikol Tzarihem. The one who Nifrali Yisrael really means that he gets payback for the Jewish people from all their enemies. This is not particularly about saving the Jewish people in the end of the bracha here, just that he puts down the enemies of the Jewish people. Rava Amar Akel Moshe. Rava adds it says a different ending. It should end with the God that saves. Therefore, we're going to say both of them. Baruch Atah Hashem, Hanifali Yisrael Mikol Tzarihem, Alkel Moshiach. Say both of those endings. Rav Papa has done this in a few Gemaras that I think of offhand. By Birkas Torah in Brachos, we say a lot of things. We say Hamalami Torah L'Amo Yisrael with the Harev Nod. That's the middle part. We say right. We say Rishon Lekem Lashay Rishon B'Sav B'Sun Lasuk B'Divrei Torah. We say Asher Bachabana. And Rav Papa on that Gemara also says, being that everybody's saying different things, we'll say them all. And other Gemaras like that also, Rav Papa seems to do that. Okay. Now Gemara says B'Sheni B'Chamishi B'Shabbes V'Mincha Karn Shloshet. Mishnah said we have three people we create a Torah. Yeah, Monday, Thursday mornings, and Shabbos Mincha. Says the Gemara, Hani Shloshet Kineged Mi. Who are these three Kineged? So the Gemara had to find some sort of remez. Why you would do three specifically, why is that proper doing Kriyas HaTorah? So the Gemara says, Amar Avasi Kineged Torah Nevi'im K'suvim. It's a way of representing the whole gamut of Torah Shebiksav, Torah Nevi'im K'suvim, three categories, so three people should read Nevi'im. Rav Amar Kineged Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim represents the whole Jewish people when they have three Aliyahs. Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim. Elo HaDatani Rav Simi Ein Pochsin Yud Pesukim Mitha Knesses Vayidaber Olamim Minyan. What about this halacha? We have a halacha that you have to have 10 Pesukim by laning. But the pasuk Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor can count on that, even though you don't learn. Rashi has an interesting lesson. You don't learn anything from it yet. But you have to have a minimum of 10. Hani Asar Kineged Mi. What about those 10? Who are those Kineged? Hani Yerusha Ben Levi Kineged Asar Bat Zalanim Shebekes Basic Nesses. The seemingly Kriyas HaTorah represents those 10 people who are there in the Basic Nesses who are putter from other employment and are there for the people. Rav Yosef Amar Kineged Asar Sedivrus. Yeah, which is represented in any laning, it seems. Shenemer Lemoshe B'Sina, they're said to Moshe Arsina. I'll read this next part in brackets. It could be it's not there. Rabbi Levi Amar Kineged Asar Hilulim Shamar David B'Sefer Te'ilim. 10 Hilulim, those are the Halukas, meaning the beginning and end of each of the five Halukas, so there are 10, the David HaMelech said. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kineged Asar Ma'amar Shebehen Nivra Olam. He had Kineged the 10 statements with which the world was created. Hainin Hu, what are those? Vayomer, yeah, the Hainin Hu, Vayomer, the Bereshis, Hani Tisha Havu. Yeah, if you're talking about the Vayomer of Bereshis, yeah, I didn't know which one. The Vayomer of Bereshis is only 9 times. The Bereshis Nami Maimer. The word Bereshis also represents there was another saying there, who Diksiv Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, because it says in a pasuk the word of Hashem, by the word of Hashem, Shemayim was made. Vurachtiv Kol Tzva'am. Yeah, in the wind of his mouth, the spirit of his mouth, all the legions of the world. So it doesn't seem to mean, Rashi learns over here, that the word Bereshis itself was a Maimer, but it represents there was another Maimer there that's not being written. I didn't get a chance to look it up, but I'm told that the Malbim discusses why Taka there is a hidden mimer in Bereshis. I attempted to look it up, could not find where the Malbim speaks about it. An interesting thing to find. And Derek Klal, Ms. Gemara over here, one would have to investigate why there needs to be a remez in the 10 and the 3 exactly, but seemingly all the Terutim were some sort of way representing a totality of Klal Yisrael of Torah in some way through every time we lane, which is an interesting, interesting thing over here. The Tosafot brings over here that this halacha of having 10 psukim in shul, first he brings off Akasha that Tosafot asked earlier in the Masechta, in the first paragraph actually, that Parshas Amalek, which you lane on permanently, is 9 psukim. He says that's different because it's a whole Indian by itself, and that's fine. He says that's also the fact that a haftarah, we say a halacha is supposed to have 21 psukim, but many haftarahs have less than that, very many actually. Once it's a whole Indian, it's fine, as he brings over here. The Gemara, Amar Rav, Rishon Shekar Dal Mishubach, Sheni Shekar Dal Mishubach, Shlishi Shekar Dal Mishubach. Yeah, whether the first, second, or third person reads four psukim, that's fine. This is back in the time of the Gemara when they didn't have a set place to stop and end the way we have in our Siddurim nowadays, and each person that got an Aliyah would read his own psukim. So for three people, they know there needs to be a total of 10. Who's going to take that extra pasuk? So Rav comes along and says, anyone decides to do it, he has a makor, as we'll see, for being that one to take the fourth pasuk. And Rashi also brings that they all want to say four psukim, they also can. No problem with adding. Yeah, but the Gemara brings Makoris. Rishon, Shekar Dal Mishabach. How do you know a first person that does it, the first person has a certain chashivis b'tanan? B'shalosh kupla shel shalosh soin, yeshehen tormin es alishka, v'hayakasu v'leim al feiz gimel. Yeah, there's a halacha by shkalim, when they would bring the shkalim for the Truma Chadasha. They bring karbonos every year from new donations. So there are three sort of boxes. Each one could hold different shkalim in it, and they would write on them Alav Beis Gimel, meaning the order that the monies were brought, Leda Ezeman Nitrimat Rishon, to know which one had been donated to first, the Hakri Menar Rishon. They should use that one first. Shemitzvah the Rishon, the mitzvah is always in the first one. And so, Yishakar Abrach Mishabach, I don't know if the middle person read four psukim, that's also Chashev, Tatanya, Almul Pnei HaMenorah Yiru. Yeah, and really, this week's parsha, as I'm recording, in parsha Tetzaveh. Yeah. That the lights of the menorah were towards the face of the menorah. So Rashi, I should take back what I said. So they cite over here on the Gemara that this is from the Parshas, the Psukim Parshas Baaloskol. I think the same halacha is also on the beginning of Tzadah. I could be incorrect. But anyways, they say over here that all the lights face the face of the menorah. What does that mean? You have to turn the wicks of all the other ones, the six ones that were on either side, three and three, towards the middle one, called the Ner Ma'aravi, the western one. That's called the Ner Ma'aravi because according to this sheet in the Gemara, the menorah itself went from north, was positioned from north to south, so that middle one was tilted a little bit backwards from the entrance of the Kodesh, means towards the west. Yeah, that's how it would be the Ner Ma'aravi. And Rashi says that this Girsir has to be going according to that to make the Ner Ma'aravi the middle one, because the other sheet that holds that the menorah went from west to east, there was something called Ner Ma'aravi, but it wasn't the middle one. Yeah. The Ner Ma'aravi klapi shechina, right? The Ner Ma'aravi, so you turn all the candles towards that one, and that one you turn towards the shechina, I mean towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you see the middle is chashiv. From here you see that the middle one is a chashiv thing. And the last person also to write four psukim is also praiseworthy. Because he saved himself well. We should go up in holiness. And if the other two readers read three, it should go up to me that I read four. Rafaba Ikula Bay Kanisha, the Avi Gover. Rafaba came to the base Knesset of someone named Avi Gover. The Karishon Arba, he read the first Ali and he read four psukim. Bashafke Rafaba, and Rafaba praised such an action. Based on this idea in the Gemara. And anyone who does it, it's praiseworthy. And the Gemara said that on a weekday, it said Shabbos Mincha, it said other times also, you can't do any less than that amount of aliyahs and no more. Tanaha poseach mevarech lefanav, achose mevarech leacharav. Bryce says like this, in the times of the Mishnahs, we learned the one who's having the first aliyah makes the bracha before the reading, then not the bracha after, and the next person, nothing at all, and the third person, not the bracha before, the chosein, that last one, only makes the bracha after. So there'll be one bracha before Kriyas HaTorah, one after. The Rez says, the Gemara, though, v'ha'idna, but nowadays, the kul mavarech lefanel la'achareha, now every day, and even in times of the Gemara, everyone made a bracha before and after. On a time, the reason is, the kina rabbana gezeira mishuma echanasim mishuma yotzim. Rabbana made a gezeira because of potentially people leaving early and coming in late. People that come in late, the echanasim, if they didn't see anyone make a bracha beforehand, they came in after that, and nobody else makes a bracha beforehand, so let's say the Kriyas HaTorah doesn't have a bracha before it. And those who have to leave early, they don't see anyone making an after bracha, let's say the Kriyas HaTorah has no bracha afterwards. We don't want people to think that incorrectly. So it's the kind of everybody makes bracha before and after. Here's the Gemara. Barashi Chadash and Bechol HaShalmoyd Karim Arba. Yeah, on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoyd, there are four aliyahs that are done. So the Gemara now is going to go in, and probably going to stop it in the middle. The Gemara is going to have a discussion of why the Kriya for Chol HaMoyd is the way it is. Everybody knows it's a peculiar thing. Like Chol HaMoyd, there are a few different Midhagim, but at some point you have to repeat a Pasuk, you go back, and the Gemara is going to come out why that has to be. So the Gemara right now starts that discussion. Again, we'll have to stop it in the middle. Says Bo Mine Ulo Bar Rav Me Rav. Ulo Bar Rav asked Rav. Parsha Rosh Chodesh Ketzad Karnosa. How do you read the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh? What's the issue? Davis Bnei Yisrael Vimar Talihem. That's Kormani Lachmi. That first paragraph that we read in Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, Parsha Pinchos, which is really just the Parsha of the Korban Atamid. Davin Tamani Psuke. And it's 8 psukim, that first paragraph. Yeah, then the next, let's just have some background, the next part about Shabbos there has 2 psukim. And the next part about Rosh Chodesh, I think we'll see, has 5 psukim. So, Heisi Navid, how are you going to do with that first part with the 8 psukim? Yeah, Nikri Trei, Tlaso Tlaso, if you get 2 people to read the minimum 3 psukim from that, again, first part of the Rosh Chodesh, the Parshas Tamid, has 8 psukim. So you get first person to read 3, next person to read 3, that'll be 6 out of the 8 psukim. That's also plus a psukim. Pashtu Che, you're going to have 2 left. What's the issue with that? Ve Mishayim be Parsha Pachas Mishlosha. You're not allowed to leave over in a Parsha less than 3. You're going to have to finish the Parsha, but you can't get within 3 psukim of the end and then stop. You have Pachas Mishlosha psukim. So Nikri Arba Arba, if we're going to read the whole thing in 2 aliyahs, that'll take care of that problem. First guy reads 4, second guy reads 4. Yeah, you're good in that regard. But then Pashaluhu Shiva, you have 7 aliyahs now, 7 psukim, I should say, now left in the whole Kriya that you're going to do, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. V'yom HaShabbos Havin Trei. V'yom HaShabbos is 2 psukim. Rosh Chodesh Shechem Avi Chamisha. That's 5 more. Eichen Avi, we're going to do that over there. Nikri Trei Miha L'chad Mihanach. If the next person, the third aliyah, is going to read 2 psukim out of the part about Shabbos, and then we'll read 1 pasuk about the part of Rosh Chodesh. But that's going to be an issue. I'll just read the first couple lines of Chav Bezim and Alf. Ein maskinim v'parsha pachos mishlosha psukim. You can't start a parsha unless you go in 3 psukim. You can't only read 1 pasuk of Rosh Chodesh. Yeah? So we'll stop over here. We'll continue the discussion again. We'll start it over to get a flow next time. Decision.